Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning, I'm going to talk about the question, what is the meaning of life? But before I give my point of view, I'm going to give a little background. About 3 years ago, I received an email from a guy named Nikolai Tanase, T-A-N-A-S-E, and he has a website, which is really quite beautiful. And it's billed as the number one most beautiful website on earth. And if you go on it and you know this guy at all, it's not pretentious at all. So I had gotten contacted by him, and apparently he was asking a number of people, spiritual world teachers, to give their opinion. And at the time I responded, and I'll go over what I wrote, but I, for whatever reason, I didn't go to the website. But this week, I got another email from him saying that he was writing a book and he wanted my permission to include what I had written in his book. So I said, yeah, but then I decided I better go on the website and find out who I'm giving the permission to. And the website is really quite beautiful. It's very well done. And the list of people who have offered their opinion about what the meaning of life is was categorized like an index of people. I mean, it was very extensive. And there were a lot of teachers, Zen teachers, Buddhist teachers that we've all heard of. Nikolai also has written two books. One is Love, the Ultimate Answer to the Meaning of Life. And his other was The Question, What is the Meaning of Life? And this book that he's doing now is, if I understood it correctly, it's a compilation of 50 different teachers and what their view of this question is. So I'm just going to use what I had actually submitted a few number of years ago. And what I hope to happen is that later in the practice circle, we each talk about how we see the meaning of life. So it's important that you see that what I wrote is an opinion. This is my experience. This is how I see it. It's not intended to be the definition of right or wrong. It's just how I see and experience things. So I want to make sure that the door is wide open, because each person probably in the world has their own sense of what the meaning of life is for them. So there's no date on this, but so the way this starts out is the Excellence Reporter is the name of the website. And so it starts out with, Sensei Carl, what is the meaning of life? And then it has my name, Sensei Carl Genjo. And then what appears after that is what I wrote in answer to the question. So sitting quietly, doing nothing, spring comes and the grass grows by itself. And that's from Dogen. Let me just repeat it. So sitting quietly, doing nothing, spring comes and the grass grows by itself. So sitting quietly, doing nothing, refers to a mind that is still. And when the mind is still, spring comes and the grass grows by itself, uninterrupted by our thoughts. This is just life as it is, and to look for meaning would be extra. And then the second quote was from the Chinese mountain poet Stonehouse, who writes about a mind at rest. Stripped of conditions,
my mind is at rest.
Emptied of existence,
my nature is at peace.
How often at night have my windows turned white as the moon and the stream pass by my door. So Stonehouse is describing a mind that is empty, that receives things just as they are. He is not looking for meaning. My own search for meaning to life ended up with, as you probably already know, I don't know. And arriving at this place turned out to be a gift. Not knowing opened up limitless possibilities, one of which was, it's not important that I know. And I realized that not knowing the meaning of life allowed me to enter life on its own terms and unclouded by my preconceptions. And finally, one of the things I learned when I became a student of Zen was to live life moment to moment as fully as I can, and not to be distracted looking for a meaning. Living life this way has helped me to trust the mind that doesn't know. And then, of course, I concluded with my favorite poet, Mary Oliver, and a line from her poem, Summer Day. Tell me what it is that you plan to do with your one wild and precious life. And my answer to her was, I don't know. So it was a very brief submission. That's how I see things. But again, this is certainly not the final answer, if any, even an answer, but I want the doors to stay wide open so that we have a discussion where each of us expresses what's the meaning of life for ourselves. So thank you for listening.